Okay, we're very excited to start this new series on Chinuch. Perhaps the most profound sefer I ever read in Chinuch in my life was this one, Zriu Binyan B'Chinuch. I have to give Hakaras HaTov when I got the sefer. Shmayahu was born on February 10th, 1990. Let's see if I can do this one. 1997. That's Gimel Adar, for those of you keeping score, Gimel Adar Aleph. And on Yud Adar, I have a very beautiful inscription here from Lehorenu Shmayahu Storch, Mazel Tov, Yeratzer, Shizgen, L'chanech, Hezbeneichem, Liavul Yerushmo, Ulishkod, Besaroso, Bevracha, Shoshana, Umatasiyahu Olshin. So Michael Olshin at the time, he worked for YU, and I was in Gruss, and at the Bris he presented. And, you know, I actually picked it up and read it a number of times in my life, just to be reminded of some of the basic Yesaidis. And we're going to go through the Hakdama first, because the Hakdama is important. It's important, like Masilsi Sharm says in his Hakdama, that some of these ideas are obvious, but you need to chazer them, and I think that we're going to be doing a lot of that. But this is, you got to hammer these things home, because if you don't review them, you wind up messing everything up. So the most precious things we have are our children, they're our future, and if we don't have them yet, we will have them. We got to prepare ourselves. This is our life's work. Hachinuch, hu masima rishona b'ma'ala. So what is chinuch? It is the beginning of the first step. It gives us success for fulfilling the when we give over the marasha. A marasha as opposed to Yerusha is something that I bequeath to our nation. This is something that it falls upon the shoulders of every father and any mother. Vein efsharus lomar ani mispater min hamishra hazu. You don't have the ability to say no, thank you. This obligation, this responsibility, it's a mishnah in kiddushin chavtes. It's incumbent upon everybody, and one cannot say no, thank you. I can't do it today. By giving your kid an iPad when he's 5 years old, we're essentially absolving ourselves of our responsibility of chinuch. That is e-chinuch. It's not negative chinuch. It's just. It's not positive chinuch, it's just not chinuch. I'm basically giving over my chinuch to the iPad, to the computer, to this and that, the other thing. But it is a lifelong responsibility which one is not allowed to absolve himself from. It doesn't mean, again, you have to be engaged with them 24 hours, but it is my primary focus. It's my achrayus, it's my responsibility. That's what chinuch is. It's a chiyuv. Umitzad hasheni, from the second side, kishemishkal negin, look at it the other way, hachinuch hu davar hatavu b'toch tocham shel horim. Chinuch is very, very natural. It's the most natural thing we have, especially for mothers, much more than fathers, where mothers have the expression is that more than the baby wants to nurse, more than the baby wants to suckle, the mother wants to nurse, right? Because it's the most natural thing in the world for children, for parents to want to parent. From their very essence, from their very core essence, people want their children to be good, right? If I ask, 10 people in a room, do you want your kids to be good? They're all going to say yes. Matter of fact, I always say, he's like, how do you really know what you want to be? How do you know what you really want to be in your own life? You just say, what do you want from your children? We want the very best in our lives for our kids. That's what we want. So on the one hand, there's an obligation. On the other hand, it's the most natural thing. Everybody wants this. We all want our children to be great. I didn't say we all want a parent. I was very careful. We all want our children to be somebody who was very chashuv, right? That's very natural. And you want to make sure somehow that your children turn out good. Aval, al eilat sarach lahosif es yediyah shechinuch suchach ma'amukah. But you have to understand that chinuch is something that is tremendous depth to it. It's a great wisdom. It's not like, it's not like something that is natural that you can figure out. You can't do it by the back of your hand. You can't just wake up one day and say, I got a plan for my kid. I figured it all out. I know exactly what I'm going to tell him and how to say it. And to figure it out, through feel or just sense your way through it. That's not chinuch. You can't rely on natural instincts, and to say, you can't say, I'm going to raise my kid based on the nature of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has provided with me. I can't provide me with. You can't do that.
One who does that, I'm sorry, you know, you're going to mess up your kid. And that's the worst thing. You can't just say, okay, you know, this sounds like a good idea today. There's so much research. There's so much Torah. There's so much embedded in our Mesorah as to what is proper chinuch, that to go kalach hayad and just like fly by the seat of your pants in the area of chinuch is crazy. If I ask you, what's the most important thing in your life? Right? What's the most important thing in your life? Most of people will say their family, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu 1, their family 2, and their favorite sports team 3. I don't know, Chvesis, whatever 3 is, right? Figure out your 3. But I would say, hopefully, it's Hashem, family, and something, you know, whatever it is. Whatever your core essence is in life, whatever it is. Could you imagine that which you care most about, you just rely on your instincts? We would never, like, whatever that third thing is, your job, your relationships with people outside, your chesed, just to like, oh, I'll figure it out. You will never do such a thing. So why do people do that with chinuch? I don't know. So you can't say that. Revolbe, I should have introduced, I forgot to even say in my introduction, this is a sefer written by Revolbe. Revolbe was the great mashkiach in Eretz Yisrael. His major works are the Ali Shor, but he has a small little kuntras here on Zriu Binyan B'chinuch, which is very, very chashuv. I should have said that. Anyway, chachmas achinuch, wisdom and chinuch, in raising your children, doreshes limud requires a lot of learning, v'tshumas lev, and a lot of sensitivity, a lot of thinking about the heart. V'halavai she'im halimud v'ma machshava halavai. Even with our learning and our thoughts, harbe she'nak just l'chinuch, which we dedicate towards raising our children, shechavetzem b'yadeinu l'tzlach. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should determine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would really want for us to be matzliach. It's interesting that I just remembered a conversation that happened 12 years ago, 13 years ago. I was in my office at the time, and that's where I know it was 13 years ago, because it was my old office in the back of the library, that little cubicle that they gave me. It was very good, it was fine. And I was talking to my wife, and there was a boy in the room. We were discussing what we were going to do with my kid that day. And we were hocking back and forth. Should we do this? Should we do that? You know, various things. And a boy in my office was like, I would be shocked if my parents had such conversations. You know, because he thought they just flew by the seat of their pants. Now, I don't know if they did or didn't, but it's important that time and energy is spent on how we mechanech our child, because that is the most important thing in our lives. Or second most, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So yesh l'sadir l'hagdir sadvarim. Let's arrange and what's the l'hagdir and categorize our ideas. Ladas elu pa'ulos. Which activities nechshev es darchei chinuch are considered chinuch, ways of uplifting, of raising our children? The elu pa'ulos einu begeder chinuch. What is not begeder chinuch? I could tell you, a lot of people are called mechanchim, but they're not mechanchim. They're called mechanchim, but they're not doing such a good job. Not because they're bad people, but because they're impulsive, they don't think things through, they want everything right now, whatever it is. Yeshnam gam pu'ulos asoseres es megames achinuch. There are things that are connected, the approach of chinuch, v'goremes l'totzos lo ritzus, and they cause you to have the results that you don't wish. Those you always have to categorize. You have to know that this is not like a simple example. Like, you know, 50 years ago, you could hit a kid, right? Today, hitting a kid is a disaster. You're going to push him away. But 50 years ago, if you hit a kid, it wasn't the end of the world. Again, I in my lifetime, I've never seen hitting somebody be successful. But you have to know what's chinuch and what's not chinuch. Itim yesh pulos anasis mitoch machshava shein torah mes lechinuch. Sometimes you do something that you think are supportive of chinuch, but when you think to the very depth, I'm embarrassed to say mistakes I made. I'm thinking back to what I was 20 years ago when I wanted to just shove my ideas into people's heads when I was a young mechanech in a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. I taught at night, and I remember there was a kid there. I don't even know what happened to him. I shudder to think that when I get up to the Olam Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hold me accountable for this one. But like, I was, he was not such a maimon. Now again, he was an 18-year-old. He wasn't a Jemai Mishkoyach, you know, like, he doesn't know anything. But like, I just should have been delicate with him. But instead, I was so forceful. It was so not chinuch. Because at first glance, it looked like, oh, I was, all the other guys in the room, they were like pumped up that I was giving all these rayas and they were cheering me on. And like, at first glance, it looked good. But like, Shmendrik, the goal is not to win. The goal is to, you know, the goal is to talk it out, to develop and to engage. So at first glance, these things look good. When you look into the very depth, and you think about it in an extended way, it becomes clear. That's winning. Winning is not chinuch. Chinuch is planting a seed. The very word chinuch, you know where chinuch, I think, appears for the first time in the Torah? I believe. Don't hold me to this. But Vayarek is chanichov, a couple of parashios ago, when Avram Avinu was gathering up the troops, so to speak, to wage battle against the four kings, the five kings against the four kings. The Avram was for the five towns. So Avram Avinu Vayarek is chanichov, and Rashi says, why are they called chanichov? What's the shorish chinuch? So Rashi says, Al Shem Sofo, because of its end. Meaning the focus, the primary focus of chinuch, the word chinuch is describing the end, the end game. Mizbar kipulus elo enem chinuch. These activities are no chinuch, because you might be solving your problem now, but long term, what have you done? You've caused a disaster. Sometimes these activities, which you think are, oh, look, he is now wearing a yarmulke, but you've destroyed the person. These activities you need to categorize. Why are these activities considered chinuch activities? And why in truth they aren't that? How am I doing with the English translation? Is it the same? Is it good. Well, we got the, just for those of you listening at home, there's this Riu Binyan Chinuch in Hebrew, and there's one in English. I don't know if there's one that has both. It's called building, planting, and building. I don't know if there's a sefer out there that has both of them in it. But we'll do some research on Amazon.com. Today, unfortunately, people don't think that chinuch requires learning. Sometimes, even in a room of moris and mechanchim, people who get together, who teach for a living, they're losing out on this notion that you have to study chinuch. It's crazy, but we do in our building, right, professional development. What's professional development? Hopefully it's a way of making a teacher a better teacher, right? That's our goal. It is a curse word in the building. Nobody wants professional development. So they're going to argue it's because we're not learning anything from this. And they may be right. And that's maybe my responsibility as the professional developer. But it's almost like the whole idea that I have to go learn about my craft. I mean, teaching is a very funny thing because most people in their jobs, they engage with other people. Teachers never engage with other professionals. Teachers, right? It's like therapists also. You don't engage with other people. You're basically on your own and, you know, there's your class. And what's the measure if you do a good job or not? It's too many times it's what's the grade at the end of the year. But let's say the guy gets 100, but like he hasn't grown a lick and he's never going to open a safer after the class. You've done nothing. Right? If you know, that's not doing anything. So it's a lonely profession. So people don't want to be told what to do because nobody's ever seeing them do it, which is not a good thing because we should work on our craft. Similarly with parents. When it comes to parents, like, who else is around me? Well, at least you have your wife. You can contact back and forth, but who is really know? Who gets it? And the truth is sometimes I laugh at the chinuch. At, you know, in the secular world, they have all these parenting books. And like, I'm always laughing how like you have to keep calm by bath time. But like, then I say like, yeah, show me the parenting book that talks about you have to bathe four kids in half an hour before Shabbos. Show me that parenting book and show me the person who's going to be calm in that situation. It doesn't happen, but what has to work on this notion of chinuch? This is something that has to be studied by everybody. In order to prepare and to work hard and to work correctly in the area of chinuch of children, it has to come from great depth. Hagdori nechona, the chumas lev, and spending a lot of time in your heart, you know, lefulas hanasas al yidei ahorim, that activities that could be happened through the parents. Okay, that's the introduction, and that's why I wanted to do chinuch. Shalom bayis is givaldik, shalom bayis is, you know, gadol ha-shalom, and shalom bayis is givaldik, but chinuch is key. And chinuch is not just key because it's about the survival of our children, but ultimately, if we're not good mechanchim, that which uproots the home more than anything is children who are not on the derech, so to speak. So just for your own shalom bayis, there's nothing worse than shalom bayis than kids who could wreck a home. So it's worth it to spend some time. Okay, so now the name of the sefer is called Zriya Ubinyan, which means planting and building. So the first essay he has is what's called Tzmicha Ubinyan. And we're not going to finish tonight. We're going to begin this process tonight of what's called Tzmicha Ubinyan, understanding the two mahalchim in education. One called Tzmicha, Zriya, planting, and one called Binyan, building. So the beginning of the Sefer begins. Betzila Amidah. So if you leave with something tonight, you get a vart in Shemona Esra. Right? Shemona Esra was extra long tonight. Betfila Amida anu mevarachim shtei brachos ben Yerushalayim. We say two brachos vis-a-vis the building of Yerushalayim. Number one, bone Yerushalayim. Right? V'lushalayim yirchem brachim toshu, tishka b'soicha, baruch atashem, bone Yerushalayim. But we also say, the very next bracha, umatzmiach keren Yeshua. That the it should flourish, the keren. How would you touch this? The horn, not the horn, but the keren, so the voice, just so to speak, because we're really referencing the voice of Yeshua. So ha'achashia bona v'ashenia matzmiach esamashmiach. The first bracha is referencing the building of Yerushalayim. The second is talking about that the Mashiach should come flourishing, almost like after you plant the seed, it grows. So you have the tzmicha of the Mashiach and the building of the buildings. Tzmicha. There are two very different things. What are they? How are they different? Tzmicha hi talich tivi b'olam hazeh. Tzmicha is a natural approach in this world. Mashe nizr ba'adama. I plant the seeds in the ground, and then what happens? Tzaymech ba'atzmo. It flourishes, it starts growing. You take an apple seed, and you grow into an apple tree. In my backyard, we planted tomatoes. They didn't grow, but we did plant tomatoes. In theory, what should have happened was tomatoes. When I was a kid, my brother would plant tomato seeds, and my father was home for the summer, and he would spend the summer, and we would grow tomatoes. It was remarkable, right? But the big avoda here is you're doing the initial action, and then the item is growing on its own. That's smicha. Eitz, tzomeach me'elav, a tree grows by itself. Perach, a flower, tzomech me'elav, grows on its own. You do the planting of the seeds, water it, and hopefully it grows. You're not growing it. You plant, and it grows. Zos is smicha. Binyan, hu davish adamosa. That's what you do. You do the whole entire thing. Maniach yisod. You plant the foundation. Not plant. You set the foundation. Right now I'm watching very exciting in DRS, where we're building the building. It's mamash remarkable. Now they're pumping out the water, so they could put the foundation in. You pump out the water, and then the water can go back. You pump out. Goes, the problem is when you pump out the water, they don't know where to go. Okay, but whatever it is, that's their problem, not mine. Maniach yisod v'acher kach, maniach nidbach, then you put what's the next thing after the foundation is the nidbach, is the scaffolding, right? V'al gabe nidbach, ad shabayis muchan, until the house is prepared. Thus is a building. But essentially, you have done the whole thing. There's nothing that you planted, and then it went. You have it in the, there's an app, it's in the, it's, okay. Anyway, binyan hu davish adam ose, right, with borei ha'olam, manigas ha'olam b'shtei haragas elu gam yachad. And this is where we're going to end tonight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he controls the world with these two approaches. Elu gam yachad. B'tzir v'shal shtein, hu mevis ha'olam lidei ha'tachlis ha'achrona. And when he combines these two, we get to the final purpose. Right, that's what is Yerushalayim. There's a binyan Yerushalayim, and there's a tzmicha of the Mashiach. Mitzad echad ubon, on the one hand, the Kadosh Baruch Hu builds im hashgacha miyuchedes. There is a very specific hashgacha in the world, where a Kadosh Baruch Hu has his divine providence on what's happening, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu leaves, quote unquote, nothing up to anybody else. He's the one in charge. He's doing the whole binyan. Mitzad sheni, on the other hand, on the other hand, he makes sure that the Mashiach is going to happen in what we would call an organic fashion. What's organic? That it happens, you know, I always like friendships to happen organically. Naturally, right? It's not forced, it's not pushed. The Mashiach is happening organically. The seeds have been planted, they're already there. But it's happening organically. Mitoch gezel Yishai yismach hamelech hamashiach. From the pedigree of Yishai comes the Mashiach. Anach motzim shebechol hamakomus b'hem meduber al gula. Anytime it speaks about the eventual redemption that's going to happen, always medaber mal tzmicha. It always speaks about tzmicha. Pay attention, it'll change your tefillah. Number one, melech memis u'mechaya u'matzmiach Yeshua. Right? The melech memis, Hashem, people die, people come back to life, u'matzmiach, and he enables the Yeshua to happen. He flourishes, he plants the seeds of the Yeshua. Mashiach nikra tzemach. Mashiach is calling from tzemach. It's a flourishing. And maybe it's avdi tzemach, it says in Zechariah. I'm bringing you avdi tzemach because it's happening naturally, organically. You know, hopefully it's happening. That's why it's not, there's a whole shaila. Is it going to be karafayin? Is it going to be, it doesn't matter whether it's going to be like the blink of an eye or it's going to be something that takes over time. But it's something that the seeds have been planted all the way back to the story that happens in next week's parsha, which is the story of Yehuda and Tamar. The seeds were planted then, all the way back. Everything that we're doing is planting another seed. And eventually, that is going to flourish into Mashiach. One more paragraph. And that's the Mesillas Yesharim. What does it say in the beginning of Yesharim? You've read the Mesillas Yesharim hopefully a number of times in life, right? What's the opening paragraph? Yesod, emphasis on the word Yesod, HaChasidus, the foundation of piety, Vishoresh, and the root of Avodat Tmima, of pure service, who she's barvis amisates l'adam machovasavol. People have to realize what their personal obligation is in this world. That is the root, that is the foundation of piety and the root of avoda. Now notice the words that Mesillas Yesharim use. What are the words that he uses? He uses the words yesod, which is the foundation of what? Of a building. And he uses the word shayresh, which is the root, which is talking about planting. Not just a cute zach. Korim arba milim rishonim elu mitoch regil. We always say these four words. V'choshim, nu. It's a melitza. Why? Because why do we say yesod ha-chassidus v'shoresh avoda? Because it's yud ke vav ke. So we think, oh, the Ramchal's a genius. He's sticking the beginning of a sil sisharim. Hashem. So Hashem is in the whole zach, like the Haggadah. You don't see where, you know, where is, you don't see Hashem's name in the Megillah. You don't see Hashem's name, but it's there, right? So you think, oh, the Ramchal's a melitza. Laskel's a sefer. Im rosh yitevas shel shem shemayim. As matzav milim yafos, we found nice words that start yud kei vav kei. Yisod and hachasidus Hashem, hashorish v'havoda, Hashem v'nei yesh lo kvar shem Hashem. Im kach lo mivinas, then you don't understand the Ramchal. Because what is the Ramchal establishing? And we're going to stop after. I perceive we're going to stop after this paragraph, but this is really the last one. Because next week we're going to develop this idea and how it plays out in Chinuch. The Ramchal's koveh kan shegam ba'avodas Hashem yeshtei malchim. When it comes to serving Hashem, we have both of these approaches. Chasidus, piety, needs a yesod, needs a foundation. Chasidus zui amida halyona bebinyan adam. That is the highest level of the building of a mensch. Ubinyan, and every building, requires a yesod. So if you want to be a pious person, you need to have a building, you need to have a foundation. Kedei lagi lechasidus, tzarech tchil anich yesod lebinyan hazeh. The higher the house, what's the obvious idea? The higher the house, the stronger the foundation. And avoda, so that's piety. That's about being a good person. When it comes to avoda, legabe avoda, and this is where chinuch is, I believe. Mishtamish baal mesilas hasharim b'loshin shorish root. In order for me to be baal avoda, kavaras lomar bezeh shavoda hi talich organi hatsomech b'adam. What is avoda? It's got to be a natural progression that happens in the mensch. This week's parasha. Why is Yaakov dreaming about a sulam? Because a sulam is that which recognizes growth. I climb a ladder, but a ladder is an organic climb, one step at a time, step by step by step. Yaakov understands that his final avoda after he's left the yeshiva. Now he sees the ladder. That's what growth is all about. Aval talich zeh. Tzarech letzmoach mishorish. Has to start from the root. Kim ein shorish. If there's no root, guess what won't happen? Ain't smich. We don't plant. Well, every year I plant aravas. The end of the year, I've never once had a single arava grow because I've never taken and made sure that it's taken root. Im kemavur b'tzichas misil sharm sheish yisod v'yeshorish. There's both. There's the building and the flourishing.
They have to read the rest based on that. Okay, we'll stop over here. But really, the yesod that we're trying to develop today is there's two ways of growing. There's a building which is just plopped down and everything, you know, like you have these prefab homes. Take it from one place, there it is, it's done. But you also have this idea of tzmicha, planting. And of course, what's the place of a lower school? What do we call it? Kindergarten. We call it a kindergarten because why is it called the garden? A ganenet is somebody who is somebody who works in a garden, or a mora. Because a ganenet, somebody who works in the kindergarten, is somebody who's planting seeds. You're planting seeds all over the place. We'll see how it affects the binyan. But these two concepts of a binyan and a tzmicha, we'll see next week in Mirtz Hashem, how that goes in development and how a parent has to think while raising a child. Zagazut Nishtark.